One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, producer Andy here, welcoming you to this fallback throwback episode as Mel and Dustin are embracing the autumn on the East Coast this week. Hope you had a chance to catch Dustin with Taylor Tomlinson at the legendary Radio Music City Hall, and if you didn't, that's fine. You can experience what it's really like to see him just outside of most major cities on his headlining tour halfway there. Head over to DustinNickerson.com for tour dates and tickets. In the meantime, enjoy this episode until we return next week.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me on the due south wall of our state-of-the-art recording studio slash our bedroom is my lovely wife, my co-host, CFO, and overall great gal, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this rainy San Diego Tuesday. It's a Tuesday in Southern California. It's been raining so much.
It's been flooding.
So much flooding. Yeah. California is bad at water. We either don't have enough of it.
Just can't handle it.
We then catch on fire later. We have droughts. And then when it does rain,
it floods.
And we get in lots of car crashes. And my understanding of it is that we are also not great at holding on to it as far as it going into our reservoirs and whatnot. But regardless, I hope that wherever you are right now, you are handling water better than we are. If you hear some drops in the background, that's what's happened there.
Yeah.
It's not that we have a white noise machine on behind us.
It wasn't supposed to rain today, but today is supposed to be the last day. And I'm going to take full blame for this because I've been teaching a rain stick lesson.
Exactly.
In the local elementary schools.
Those of you who don't know Melissa, in addition to being a CFO, a podcaster, you know, a lot of different skills, graphic designer, you know, all these kind of things. She's also an art teacher at some of the local schools in the rec center. And she is 100% to blame for all of this because she has been not only just making, she didn't make just one rain stick of her own. She had several small children and their childlike faith making these things. And, you know, and it hasn't stopped raining ever since.
So sorry about that. We conjured that up.
Yeah, 100% Melissa to blame. So thanks for tuning in, everybody, to our little podcast that could. Here's what we're doing today. We're going to do a quick weekend recap. We have a bingo dingo of the show Wednesday, not the day Wednesday. And maybe just a little catch up on things. And then we are talking mostly pets because we talked a lot of pet stuff last weekend. We got a flurry. We got flooded in emails from you guys regarding pets, and we have not read most of them, and we're going to read them together live. I mean, live for us. It's not live for you guys. This has been recorded, edited. This isn't even what my real voice sounds like.
Uploaded.
Yeah, no, no. Melissa and I are both through just voice tuners. We're just YouTubers, essentially. This is what it actually is you guys don't know this, but in post, we actually switch Melissa and I's voices. So the things that sound like Dustin are actually being said by Melissa.
Okay.
It's a little role reversal thing that we do just to keep you guys on your toes and to make sure Steven is earning his paycheck.
Quite the budget.
Quite the budget. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, that being said, some upcoming headlining shows I want to let you guys know about. We got the one off here in Denver, mm-hmm. February 8th. That's a Wednesday in downtown Denver at Comedy Works. So you guys are going to want to check that out. Let me take a little break as I continue out touring with Tay. My headlining tour is going to kick off in May. And here are the dates. May 18th, Tulsa. May 21st, Oklahoma City. May 23rd, Brea. May 25th, Omaha. May 26th and 27th, Des Moines. Now we're into June. 16th and 7th, 17th, San Diego. 21st, Orlando. 22nd, Tampa. 28th, this one just went on sale, Charlotte at the Comedy Zone. Right. July 1st, this one just went on sale, Comedy at the Sparrow in North Charleston, South Carolina. July 12th, Liberty. July 13th, Columbus, and two new ones that just went on sale as well. July 28th in Atlanta and August 25th in Minneapolis. So there you go.
All right.
Other ones. Oh, you know what? Actually, by the time we release this tomorrow,
yeah,
it'll probably be on the website. My very first headlining play in Los Angeles, the City of Angels, is going to be happening. Right. That is going to be on Father's Day. We're calling it Father's Night. That's June 18th.
All right.
So you guys want to check that out at a cool little room called Nightcap. To like a little 50-seater. We're hoping to do a bunch of shows there. So check that out. Lots of upcoming shows. Also, upcoming things. This is Sunday. Next Sunday. When is the Patreon hang? Zoom hang?
Ooh.
It's coming up,
Mel. I forgot about that.
Mel, I'm going to Calendario here.
Yeah.
I think it's the 29th.
Okay, good.
So the 29th of January.
Is it on there? Okay,
yeah, good. 29th of January. Mel, tell people about Patreon and what all that kind of stuff is.
Yeah, so Patreon's just a way to give a little more and get a little more from all things Dustin Dickerson Comedy.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking merch discounts.
Merch discounts.
Cameos. Nickerson Christmas card. Monthly Zoom hangs. And some more merch, that you get when you join.
I did a birthday. Here's
VIP information.
Yeah, here's real life patrons getting their things in the last week.
Yeah.
We had Nicholas, new patron, cash in on his cameo that I did for his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny is I was doing other cameos like through the app and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, our patron gets this one. It's already included.
Yeah.
Already included. It was I'm not going to lie. I put a little more into his.
A little more.
A little more effort into that one right there. So
I just forgot one more perk. At live shows, you can get a backstage.
A little meet and greet. Which, you know.
A lot of our patrons have
done those. A lot of them like the mate.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't have any in St. Louis. I thought about lying on that, but I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah,
but
I met patron Steven.
But Nicholas, our newest patron, who was at the last Zoom hang.
Uh-huh.
This is, okay, here's I took the time to be like, hey, am I saying his name correctly? There's the thing that I don't always ask.
Yeah, on the outro.
Mm-hmm.
You get a shout
out.
No,
not on the outro, on the Patreon,
on the Zoom hang.
Oh, yeah, you guys have caught some of the Essentials Oils ones at the end. Not the Zoom hang, Melissa, the cameo.
Okay, fine.
And I guess the friend, Nicholas's friend, was also a fan, and he's like, how did you get this? How did this happen?
Ooh.
So there you guys go. Check out Patreon.
It's great.
Okay, so why don't you do your quick bingo dingo review of the show Wednesday.
Okay.
TikTok viral show. I mean, it is a show that was doing well, and then it went viral on TikTok, and now is gone into just the atmosphere.
I mean, she got Wednesday nominated for a Golden Globe.
For Best Actress?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I mean, I don't know what nomination. I don't watch that. She was nominated for like a major,
Gloria watched it.
Yeah.
And then,
So we had friends from Gloria's 7th grade choir.
Mm-hmm.
And they recommended it to us.
Yes.
And then Gloria binged it, and I watched a little bit of it with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then she was like, no, this isn't appropriate for Claire.
Right.
And then Joel was like, Claire will really like it. Mm-hmm. She likes like Coraline and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Tim Burton stuff.
Little bit spooky Tim Burton stuff. And I think it's TV-14, and Claire's almost 9. But if your child can watch like a Marvel movie or, if you can watch Scarlet Witch, you can absolutely watch this.
Yeah, Scarlet Witch was scary.
Yeah.
There was
But it is, PG-13 movie or PG-14 TV show. It is that.
But she watched it with you.
She watched it with me. We binged it this weekend because it was rainy. And I don't know, as your kids get older, they just want to play with their friends and stuff. So
100%.
it's hard to find things to watch together, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Claire recently told me, "Mom, you're embarrassing me."
Yeah.
In front of my friends, her friends. So I'm losing my ally in the house.
Yeah, Claire was telling me, I asked her the other day, I was like, "Do you wish you could grow up faster or do you wish you could stay younger longer?"
Okay.
And she did not have a clear answer because she was not that long ago the kid being like, "I just wish I could stay young forever." You know?
Yes.
And that has kind of wrapped. You and I have been talking about this a lot lately. There is really something about life. You don't think you're going to be prepared for things. And then life kind of just prepares you for them. Things
readies
do
you.
Often, mm-hmm. not always. By the time the season for your child to grow up or to move out or someone older pass or, you know, you deal with, oh my gosh, we don't have little kids. We have old kids now.
Yeah.
There's something about you don't think when it's so far away, you don't think I'll be anywhere near ready for that. But then by the time it kind of starts to come, you're like, no, I am ready for this.
You've had clues along the way.
Yeah.
And that's what that mom, you're embarrassing me. That's a clue because I do think like 8 is like sweet and young. But I remember when Joel, our oldest, turned 9.
Right.
And I was like shell shocked. Like, oh my gosh, he's halfway to 18. Mm-hmm. And we did like a family dinner. And I remember he was like, he wore like headphones. Mm-hmm. And he just like put the cord in his pocket. Mm-hmm. He was not listening to music.
Hilarious.
He just wanted to appear like older.
Older. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's kind of the start of it.
Yep.
In a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. Like my mom's a teacher, you know, and like they're all like second, third grade. They're not babies, but they're not teenagers yet. You know, like that's the sweet spot. And
are you literally just doing my bit right now?
No, but like it's Claire's growing up.
Claire is growing up. Yeah. I think that there is you can't imagine thinking about them leaving and then you go through their teen years and you're like, you can't get out of this house soon enough. Both me and you and me, because we've become incompatible.
And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing. it is a good thing. I think that as you're like, I mean, specifically with our oldest son, who's like, I was like, you're a young man. You're like, this space isn't big enough for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We don't, it feels like there's another adult living with us all of a sudden.
Yep.
I had a video pop up. Somebody shared it randomly during the pandemic, that video I made about coming home with eggs. All I do is win, no matter. And
well, eggs are, I don't know if you know this, but.
Are eggs hard to come by again?
Eggs are, yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. You need to like return those out because, yeah, like eggs are like $8 right now.
That's why somebody shared it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, there was like a flu.
Yeah.
And some disease. A bunch of chickens died. So eggs are very hard to come by right now.
Like they're hard to buy.
Yes.
Oh, funny. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll just repost that then.
Yeah.
Who knows? Gosh, I hate that I immediately was like hungry about content ideas. Like, oh, do I need an opportunity?
Well, sorry you're able to navigate the world's problems in a humorous way in a timely manner.
That is, maybe, you know what I'll do is I'll just share it again and be like, I'm resharing this because apparently eggs are an issue again.
Yeah.
You know? But then if I change it to a reel, it might do more views.
Do some hashtags.
Oh my gosh. I hate this prison that I live in. But I was looking at that and I was like, you and I talked about like, I mean, it's crazy. I was like, those are little kids. Even Joel looks a little kid there.
Yep, mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, you're an adult male and it doesn't matter that you are mine and that you're our child. You are still an annoying adult. Like, not even him personally.
You're just an immature adult.
You're just an immature adult that lives with me now.
And you're a liability.
In a liability, and I'm teaching you to drive, and you're just like,
baby steps.
Yeah, you're an adult in my house that makes other people cry and talks back to me. You're the worst roommate ever. I've told you this before, and I think this is my best summary of young kids versus old kids. Young kids is way more physically taxing and tiring because they're so needy, as they should be. They're barely alive, right? And you're, it's this and clean that and then this and they're just sleeping and this, it's that.
It's constant.
That's that. And I think that this week was a good example of that. Older kids are much more emotionally taxing. They're so taxing because
their problems are way bigger.
Right. And we're not here. We're not going to air our kids' problems here in specifics. But I mean, just yesterday, in addition to outstanding other family issues, we got a kid being bullied. You know, we have a kid who has massive homework problem, like a grade issues right now of like, we have to walk you through every missing assignment and going through this and this, and like having and like emailing teachers and staying on top and being a real advocate for that kid. We have another one who's just unwilling and fights us on everything in regards to like commitments that we've made and just even getting to school, being very combustible. We have one getting bullied, like pretty aggressively and mean and dealing with mean texts and all that kind of stuff. And then you have another one, you're like, well, I mean, this one's a giveaway, but like teaching Joel how to drive yesterday. And you're like, that's emotionally taxing because you're dealing with, you're nervous, but also like male ego stuff I was dealing with. He's like, I think I can do it with one hand. I was like, you, Joel.
this is your first 30 minutes of driving.
You
maybe keep both hands on the wheel.
I asked you what the R was. And you said retract. I don't think that we need to be. He's like, Dad, you're just like a very casual driver. Like you just make it look so easy. And I go, Joel, I've been driving for 22 years. 22 years. You have not been driving for 22 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would. You don't know how to turn your lights on. It'll be really funny that he gets a driving lesson. But anyways, you didn't give a bingo dingo review yet.
We went off the rails.
So you're watching it with Claire.
I'm going to rein it back a
bit. Well, I was going to say that was part of the thing is I think Gloria didn't want Claire to like it or be able to watch it because Gloria's like, this is my thing and I'm old.
Yes. You know? And I do think, just like I was saying, it's hard to find a movie that everyone would like and they don't feel too little or too old.
Right.
I'm going to give you one more example.
Okay.
This is Legoland. Legoland is geared for like 8 and under.
Yep. 100%.
And it's like all toy based on Legos. The rides aren't very intense.
Yeah. We knew.
It's like a loop.
Yep.
You know?
We knew our last trip to Legoland while we were there.
Yes.
We knew as we were walking it. I might have even said it to you. I said, this is the last time we're going to go before we're grandparents. Mm-hmm. Because we had a little Claire who was 5 at the time, 4 at the time, and loved it. And then we had a Gloria who liked it under the circumstances, which were, I'm here with just my sister, right? Because Joel wasn't on that last trip.
No, actually, we did bring Joel.
Oh, yeah. And Joel.
Joel was a sixth grader.
Yeah.
And he was a good sport.
He was a good sport. That's right. Yeah. But it was Gloria. You said something to me the other day where you go, like, why am I holding on to these Legos?
Yeah.
Because we still do have Legos.
Yeah.
And our kids haven't touched Legos in years. And you're like, am I just supposed to keep these for when I have grandparents? Because grandparents.
Or grandkids.
Because you, or when
you're
I have
like,
grandkids.
I can buy my grandkids.
Yeah. Hopefully I have Lego money, not the sets. Just.
I know. I've gotten it's rid of
very,
so much.
It's but... a very grandparent thing to have like a random bucket of Legos.
Just, here you go.
Here's play with these Legos from the 80s.
That's my mom has my brother's Legos.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is why.
That's what I was thinking is, yeah. It was the Hoagland's that had a random bucket of Legos.
Exactly. It's hard to get rid of stuff.
Sometimes for you. Other times you can't get rid of it fast enough.
I just get stuck mentally sometimes. But
so you and Claire watched Wednesday.
Yeah, we watched Wednesday. She loved it.
Yeah.
It's very well written. Tim Burton's involved in it. The characters are great. It's a little bit like Harry Potter in the sense that
they go to a school.
They're at a school you know, various superpowers and stuff.
Right.
My only critique, and I'm going to give it 5 out of 5 because I think it's a fantastic show. My only critique is that, and Wednesday just steals the show, of course, the main character. Whenever she tries to solve something, she goes to the person who she thinks is like the monster. And she's like, you're the monster. And then she tells like the clues that she figured out. And you're like, but now what? You know, like in the sense that you're like, they usually just fight against, no, it's not me, you know, but like that doesn't solve the problem
right.
by telling the monster, you know, they're the monster.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But it's super fun. And if you ever liked, everyone did, right? Everyone has liked the Addams Family. It's been a classic. This is just like a great new take on it.
Right. It's fun. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like a detective trying to figure this stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me, I don't know if this is tabloid, so forgive me if this is, but Shakira recently found out, I don't know if it was her husband or boyfriend, is a very famous soccer player she was in.
Okay.
I don't know how to say it. It's P-I-Q-U-E-P-K, something like that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But she found out, this could have been tabloid.
Cheating?
She noticed that some of her strawberry jam was missing, and she was like, he never eats that jam.
Oh my gosh.
And again, this could be tabloid. And I sat and I was like, oh my gosh. Women are make Sherlock Holmes look like an idiot.
Yeah. That's like, why is all the cinnamon gone?
Yeah.
You're not baking anything.
Yeah. It's incredible. This is an incredible story.
I've inventoried this whole house.
Oh, it's so funny. You don't like that jam. What happened? Okay, so you do recommend it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just, you know, it is a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, keep in mind, I watched one episode because it was the Uncle Fester was always my favorite character, and then it was played by Fred Armisen. So I was like, well.
That was a great episode. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're already working on the second season, so.
Fantastic.
Yep.
All right, here we go. We have so many pet emails. So if you didn't listen to last week's episode, we are in the midst of two big pet issues. One, we got a peeing cat.
Yeah.
He's peeing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And two, we have a youngest who is very interested in another pet. And we were-
And her birthday's in like 4 weeks.
In 4 weeks. Yeah. And we are bribing her to get her to be a little more responsible. And I'd be like, I don't know if a pet owner would do that, Claire. We were debating guinea pig, hamster, fish, or turtle. Those were the four we were considering.
Mm-hmm.
And we just threw it out to you guys as the backseaters to chime in. Mm-hmm. How do we take care of this issue with our cat?
Yeah.
And how do we make this decision regarding the pet? So that's what we threw out to you guys. And this was, an absolute flurry of emails here.
Mm-hmm.
So this first one right here is subject cat issues. This is from Jen. Dude.
So I actually read this one because I had a vet appointment on Friday.
My husband and I each enjoy listening to your podcast each week and then talking about it later when we're together. About your cats. Give this stuff a try. We had a lot of trouble with one of our male cats. We've got two with urinary issues related to anxiety. Spent a lot of money at the vet and even tried prescription anxiety meds that the vet prescribed, which my cat freaked out on one time. I tried to give it to him. Apparently it tastes bad. Mm-hmm. I did some research and found the stuff, ordered it off Chewy, because we live in Nowhere, Iowa. Received a couple days and it's been a big win for them. Homeopet.
Yeah, Homeopet. I have it. I filled an Amazon cart.
Great.
And we are utilizing that amongst many other things.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
We're 1 day in.
Excellent.
But yes, it's a male cat. I'll tell you what our vet said. I took the cat in on Friday.
Right.
He had a checkup in November.
Yep.
So here we're back again.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a pee sample, $50 to fill him an IV or whatever to fill him up with fluids so he would pee.
Yeah.
And
I believe the vet said to you the same thing that we've had a teacher say to us is that it's our fault.
The anxiety is coming from you. Maybe I need to be hydrated with
fluids.
Maybe
if you would calm down, your cat would calm down. And I'm like, I don't know about that. Melissa, I am always worried about internet safety.
Yeah, especially with our kids.
Especially for you. I'm worried about what you are looking at, which is why I want to get Bark put on your phone.
Oh, boy.
Your phone, your laptop. Your pager. I need to get Bark on
Bluetooth.
Your pager.
Yeah.
On your Bluetooth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little one in your ear.
Apple CarPlay.
As many of you guys know, we are parents. As many of you know. You all know we are parents.
Guys, we're parents.
We're parents. And internet safety is, I don't know if there's a thing that parents think about more anymore.
It is so important and so hard to keep track of.
Yeah. And thankfully, insert Bark Technologies. And then a hero comes along with Bark Technologies to monitor your kid's phone. And there's a new Bark phone, too. I didn't hit that. I missed that one. But before that, I was crushing that. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Bark Technologies is a friend of the pod, and we love them so much. There's a couple services that we've used with them over the year. The phone, the monitoring of your kid's phone, where they send you alerts and what they're looking at, and they have different levels and things, whatever it may be. It's fantastic. You're not spying on your kid. There's just certain things where Bark goes, hey, you might want to see this, and they show
check
it to
out
you.
This text.
And even better, simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. Bark has a new phone.
That's right. And it doesn't look like a kid's phone.
No,
it's black.
No.
It's sleek. Yeah. Phones and technology is improving, and this phone grows with your kid.
Aww.
So maybe your kiddo is, you know, kind of inching into like an Instagram account.
Yeah.
Or wants to be a YouTuber.
Yeah.
And you want to give him some training wheels to get there.
We recently let our kid get on Instagram, and it was because of Bark.
That's right.
We let our kid, because we're less concerned, and because he's 15 and we're done parenting. But so tell him, but we also, you know, we don't choose any sponsor for the pod. We like sponsors that makes sense and we use in our lives, and Bark is one of them, and the new Bark phone is something that we're really excited about, as well as Bark technology is what we use constantly, and we have some promo codes and we have some details. Hit them, Melissa. Give them those sweet, sweet details.
All right. So you can manage screen time. You can block websites and apps. You can monitor text, email, YouTube, and 30 apps and platforms.
And he's excited.
You can get child psychologist advice and tips, even ways to approach kids when they mess up.
So how do they sign up? And how do they save some money, Melissa?
Let me tell you. if you click on the link in the show notes and enter Don't Make Me, all one word, Don't Make Me, you are going to get 7 days of a free trial for the Bark Premium subscription.
And?
As well as 15%
off for the lifetime of your subscription, baby.
That's right. So they did this sample. I didn't do blood work. They did not pay for blood work. He's just stressed.
I mean, do cats even have blood? I don't know anything about cat anatomy.
He's just stressed. All these ideas. She looked at me and she was like, are you guys playing with him? And I was like, oh, yeah, he like loves to like run on our roof and run in our backyard. And she's like, his home needs to be happy. And I was like, oh, okay.
I think that I get what she's saying there. Here's my thought. I had this thought today. I haven't told you. Our cats are very well loved. Very well loved. They sleep in our kids' beds. Joel and Claire do get a little hyped around the cat.
Yeah, they scream like.
Yeah, and they kind of like
high pitched,
and they kind of like run at Donnie and stuff like that. And I don't think Donnie likes that.
Yeah.
And Claire was picking him up there for a while. And it's all out of act of love. They're not like torturing
smothering him.
Yeah. But I don't think he likes that because he's just kind of a jittery,
skittish
cat. I don't think he likes being ran at. I don't think he likes being hyped around. You know, he's not that kind of cat. And then if we leave and you're like, okay. I mean, he peed on Joel while we
over the weekend. Yeah, like Saturday night, it was like 12:30 at night. Joel's doing something and the cat sat in his lap and then peed on Joel.
Oh man.
Through his blanket, through his clothes.
You know, when you get a little leak in your roof, you're glad you're a renter. And when that happens, I don't mind that I was gone.
No, that
you
was
called
the night
me that,
that all
like,
three of my kids woke me up in one night of sleep.
Really? You didn't tell me about that.
So Claire was kicking me a lot of the night. Gloria came in to get...
Because sometimes when I'm gone, Claire will sleep in our bed.
Yeah. Gloria came in to get something random at midnight.
Yeah.
And I was like, I am asleep.
It was candy. That's
whatever
what it was. Sure
you
it was.
Need in this room, you don't need.
Yeah.
And you've woken me up. And then Donut peed on Joel. And I was like...
Amazing.
And then I had to get up to take Joel to wrestling like for a tournament.
Amazing.
I was just like, ah.
Yeah.
Everybody in this house is against me. Yes.
Yeah. I was like,
Anyway.
Oh, brutal. Brutal.
So we have these homeopathic right. anxiety drops.
All right. She continues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was introduced to Dustin's comedy when he traveled with John Chris. I got my husband hooked on the podcast during the pandemic. We needed someone else to listen to other than ourselves when working from home with three kids in virtual school. As for your pet dilemma, we've had cats, dogs, a turtle, fire belly toads, and fish at different times. Mm-hmm. The cats are just easiest. You can leave them for a long weekend, only to have to clean the litter box, which is much easier than a tank. Okay. And are interactive and do like to be held. At least some do. We have a snuggler. Our doctor's office did not like us having the turtle because it carried so many germs. Firebelly toads don't like to be held. They are poisonous, so you have to wash them. Okay. And they have live crickets to eat. Oh, that's no good. Fish are just for looking. And dogs, they are loving, but goodness, they can be ornery and just so much responsibility. Also, I had a hamster growing up, cage cleaning, boo. Okay, my husband and I have the same conversation on
you have to say that. And on vacation, he got out.
Also, I had a hamster growing up, cage cleaning, boo. Oh, and when we got out on vacation, we never found it. Oh my God.
He moved into the wall.
Amazing. Amazing. My husband and I both read your book. We've got a few years on you, married 23 years. Awesome. Fantastic. Jen from Rockford, Ohio. 1 hour from Dayton, 2 hours from Cincy, 4 hours from Chicago, 3 hours from Indy. That's hilarious. Well, I'm coming to Cincy and Chicago.
Okay.
Jen, thanks for being such a good friend. And thanks for sending
all the info.
That's a lot of issues there. Okay. I mean, we've got so many more to do. Subject, this is from Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Is pets. Hi, Justin and Melissa. I've been listening for a while and found you from the Matthew West podcast originally.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I love listening each Wednesday while I drive to work. I have thought about writing many times, but I don't since I'm driving. Well, I hope you stopped for this one. I had to weigh in today with pet debate, though, because we've had almost all of those in our house because my son is obsessed with pets. My son is 16 and sounds like a lot like your son. They could be friends. My son's birthday is 4 days after Christmas, and that makes giving gifts tricky. Mm-hmm. So a few years ago, we gifted him a new pet. Crazy, right? We started off small with a betta fish, which is easy to keep alive and require very minimal care. The perfect pet for a kid. That's the one for your daughter. We eventually got him a turtle. That was a bad decision. They live forever. They are not fun, and he basically ignores it now. We discussed letting it go in the wild. However, we told it's an invasive species to Maryland. And it should not be released. No, we still continue to feed it, and that's about it. Each time we leave for a trip, we sort of hope it's dead when we get home. Next up, guinea pigs. Friends of ours had a bunch of them. My son fell in love with them. So a few years ago for his birthday, we let him pick out a guinea pig. Another bad choice. Lamar the guinea pig was super cute, but eventually died of depression, we think.
Yeah, is that one of the...
we've heard that. We were then told guinea pigs are social and need a friend. We felt guilty that the other one died and decided we would get him another. Ended up with a mama and her baby. They were super cute, friendly, and they kept each other company. However, it was an unplanned twist. Mama was pregnant with 6 more guinea pigs. We had to rehome all of them, but one because you can't keep the boys and girls piggies together. Now we are the parents of 3 girl piggies that are adorable, but are smelly and poop all the time. And the youngest one is a jerk. The cage is always a mess and annoying to deal with. We have stopped gifting pets to him at this point. Amazing.
Yeah, because you get the turtle and 3 guinea pigs.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Whew. All right. Small pet stories. This is from Julia. This is great. You guys are really helping us out here.
Yeah. This is a lot of knowledge coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Experience. Mm-hmm. Firsthand, baby. This is Amazon reviews with the pictures. Subject, small pet stories. This is from Julia. Hey, Dustin, Melissa, and Steven. In regards to the small pet debate, this was a theme in my house growing up. My dad was anti all small animal pets. His tagline was no rodents, refusing to the name hamster. My younger sister wanted a hamster so bad and asked repeatedly. At dinner one night, my sister, who was 4 at the time, asked yet again for a hamster. My dad, smirking, said, guess what? You can get a hamster when you're 21. My younger sister was having no concept of that time, was ecstatic and proceeded to tell her friends in the following months that she was going to get a hamster when she was 21.
Yes.
We still laugh about it to this day. And if you're wondering, no one ever got a hamster, turtle, guinea pig, etc. I love y'all's podcast and look forward to it each week. I hope to be making it out to the next show next time you're in Dallas. Probably in the fall, maybe December. I was just there, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia. That is very, very helpful.
Oh. That one's good.
This is from Bonnie. Bonnie, who's a patron and friend of the podcast and all things Dustin Nickerson comedy. And the subject is so much cat pee. Hello, Nickersons. I'm a pet owner to Missy Moo, an 18-year-old cat, Rambo, a 14-year-old dog, and Sky Blue, a 6-year-old cat, Thor, Roxy. You got a lot of animals and Elvis. I'm looking forward to hearing about what others are saying about cats from peeing in the house because Sky Blue has been doing this for 3 years. We spent $300 to rule out anything medically wrong with her. She's perfectly healthy, no medication needed, no anxiety. We thought getting new flooring would fix it. No. Having a litter box for each cat. No. Deterrent sprays, no. Calming collars, nope. CBD, nope. Those diffusers that you plug in for multi-cat homes, no. After my last attempt at pawning her off to my parents at a family barbecue, my husband has banned me from saying that she needs to be rehomed. My mom's response to me traumatizing my kids was, look what you did. I tried quietly rehoming her through Nextdoor and Facebook without their knowledge, but was ridiculed and shamed for trying to do so. One neighbor commented, animals don't deserve us, and they especially don't deserve you.
That's a mean neighbor.
I'm pretty sure our pets would disagree. Another neighbor said, that's not a legitimate excuse, and you should be ashamed of yourself. Apparently, a peeing cat trumps both my sanity and my bank account. My vote for low-maintenance pet is fish. If you get a tank with a filter and a pump and not just a bowl and keep it out of direct sunlight, you only have to clean the tank about once a month. My husband has a 99-cent goldfish that are 6 years old. Three 99-cent goldfish that are 6 years old. Bonnie.
Yeah.
Bonnie. See,
when it's your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whew.
Oh man, it's that's so funny. I mean, it is. I'm not surprised that pet owners are the same way parents are. Like, how dare you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like the vet wanted Donut to get on a prescription diet.
Yeah.
And listen, Fritter eats.
Yeah.
The majority of the food.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to pay for.
Here's the reality.
Fancy food for Donut that Fritter's going to eat.
Well, here's the thing. Here's the reality of the gamut of people who would hear our issue with our cat is some people go, you need to spend every dollar that you can. You need to go to every appointment. You need to figure this out. You need to buy.
Stop traveling.
That's an animal. That thing is worth everything. You need to do everything and bend over backwards to accommodate that cat. And other people are like, you need to put that cat down. That's the reality of the spectrum of people are like, that cat's not worth it. That's just a dumb animal. And you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to tell you what we do. Because I don't need your judgment.
You're gonna judge me either way.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly it. All right. So this one here, this initial one, this is from Nolan, who's a friend of the podcast. Subject says, don't buy a fish.
Oh, no.
Hello, Justin and Melissa.
Fish was at the top.
I know. My name is Nolan and I'm 12 years old.
I think we've heard from Nolan before.
We have heard from Nolan. Nolan's a friend of the pod.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough to the importance of not buying any fish for Claire. I started buying fish when I was 10. Cue sad piano music. My first round of 5 young fish died soon. And in order to fill the void in my young, naive self, I bought more. These fish all died within 2 weeks, except one. I had one tetra that did not die. I tried everything. I didn't clean the tank. I didn't turn off the light. And I didn't even feed it. It just wouldn't die. Do not buy fish for Claire because after the first month of fish is a neutral presence and eventually becomes a burden. Especially so because you said you don't want any more responsibilities right now. Thank you so much for the laughs. I can't wait for you to come to Baltimore or just Maryland. Please do a bingo dingo review of Tom Papa's new special. Oh yeah, Tom Papa's new special. 5 out of 5. I love Tom Papa so much. So funny.
I can't say I've watched the whole
thing. It's great. Tom is so funny.
I like Tom Papa.
Love him so much. Mm-hmm. Big fan, Tom Papa. I would like a fangirl if I ever met Tom Papa. Big fan.
And thank you, Nolan.
Yeah, thanks, Nolan. Okay. Everything else has been very pro-fish. But him being near our children's age is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It was very well articulated. Becomes a neutral presence in the house and eventually a burden.
I'm very impressed.
All right. So this subject is pets, and this is from George.
Okay.
Fish, just fish. Hamsters and guinea pigs smell. Also, my sister had a hamster, guinea pig. I do not remember either way. Not important. But I managed to get what I was told. Its testicle got caught in its house, and we had to take it out to our vet to have it removed. We then had one that got so fat, it got trapped in its house and died. Just get a fish. No turtle doesn't count as a fish. Wow. That is a very compelling argument. Set of points right there.
Just get a fish.
This is so entertaining to me. This is the most helpful podcast we've ever done. All right.
We're really saving everyone a lot of pain and suffering here.
This is from Melissa. Subject is pets. Mm-hmm. Hi, Dustin and Melissa. So sorry to hear about your kitties peeing. Just one of them does it. That truly stinks. I have no tips. Thanks, Melissa. However, I did want to chime in on our pet selections. I'm firmly anti-hamster or guinea pig. Any friends that ever had them, their cage smelled. They also tend to be nocturnal. They also don't seem to like they'd bond with a family. Turtles tanks also stink. They're cute, but I wouldn't get one. If you're going to go with anything, I'd vote for fish. We had a fish tank, and yeah, you do have to drain it and clean it, but they are relaxing to watch. Your cats will love to watch it too. Love the podcast. Thanks for keeping it real. Can't wait to hear about the pet update. Melissa.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Very, very good.
What about that? Relaxing to watch?
Yeah.
Is that, that's a pro?
That is a pro. Actually, there's an ambiance to it, you know?
Yeah.
They just kind of zone out a little bit.
Maybe that'll help Donut.
Maybe it'll help me. There's a lot of people in this house that could relax a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I know that is something to consider. You're like, is bringing another animal in the house best for when you have a cat that's a little worked up? My guess is no, but we'll see. Yeah. All right, this is a long one. Here we go. This is from Samantha.
I mean, like, if I could choose, I would choose to not get another pet. That would be my choice.
Well, that is an option.
No, Donut's too much work right now.
Yeah, we've really been pushing for a zoo pass.
Yeah.
Because we have a world famous zoo here, but all right.
We got a lot of lizards and stuff there.
So many. Got kangaroo there. This is from Samantha. Subject is pet advice. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. My husband and I are huge fans and patrons. Thank you.
Hey, Samantha.
My husband texted me and said I had to give you the advice regarding your most recent podcast. I'm a zookeeper. Okay, here we go. And I used to work in a vet office, so I know a lot about taking care of different animals. Here we go. First off, regarding your cat peeing on everything, that sucks. If it makes you feel better, 80% of clients who would bring in their cats into the vet office did so because their cat randomly started going outside the box. You already know the anxiety-inducing moment, so that's good. The thing that won't make you feel better is that there isn't really much medically you can do. A lot of the time, they just chill out and stop. Keep doing what you're doing. Cleaning it up so they can't smell where they pee before. Keep the box clean. Usually when you have decided to make this your new normal, they decide to stop. Okay. Now, regarding a pet for your kid, you said guinea pig, hamster, turtle, fish. Honestly, these are all bad ideas. As someone who didn't have a guinea pig until adulthood, I do not know what they are I don't know why they are considered entry-level pets. They're way more work than a cat or dog, other than the fact that they are contained. They need special food with vitamin C, hay, fresh veggies. Their housing has to be able to breathe and have a lot of space to run around. They shouldn't be housed alone, so you'd need at least two. If your daughter wants them to be your friend, you have to handle them a lot so they aren't afraid, and almost no kid puts in that effort. They're way too much work for a first pet. Hamsters are cute, but antisocial, but a lot easier and take care of than a guinea pig, and you only need one. So they won't kill a housemate. Rats are honestly the best rodent pet. They love people and can be very friendly.
Ew.
They die way too soon, though, which is hard. And a lot of people are afraid of them. Melissa.
I am terrified of them. Yes.
Turtles are terrible pets. Like you said, Dustin, love them outside or at a zoo, but they aren't meant to be in a home. The better pet is a tortoise, depending on the species, and they can be super friendly and love being scratched with a bristle brush. Their shells have to nerve endings and they love scratches, but also, that's why you need to treat their shell like it's replaceable. Never paint it. Don't treat it like it's replaceable. Mm-hmm. Never paint it. They can block their ability to take vitamin D. Since you live in California, you could even house a tortoise in a small section outside, meaning you don't need a heat lamp. You could also ask your dad to be handy and make him a little barn for it to get shelter. Only issue with tortoise pets is the pet trade, but you might find one at a shelter. Oh, okay.
Yeah. My sister inherited a tortoise when she lived in Southern California.
How big was it?
It was big.
Yeah.
But they love turtles. They have turtles.
Yeah.
It was stolen.
Someone stole their tortoise.
Because that's like a market. She's talking about the pet trade market. Like, I guess those go pretty high value.
Really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So they were up in Antelope Valley. So.
Man.
Maybe it's just.
Tortoises and eggs, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fish are fine. They are way more work than people expect. It literally breathes water, so caring for water is hard. Mammals breathe air. You don't need to make clean air for a mammal or a reptile. Guppies are the best fish
if
you
can
get one.
I'm glad that she spelled it out that simply.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, they breathe water.
I mean, these two idiots right here. You're like, good point. They need clean water. You can have multiple and are more resilient than a goldfish or a betta fish. Sorry, yours froze. No one likes to hear this, but the best pet for a kid is a lizard or a snake. They don't need much. Once you have their house set up, they're pretty much good. They barely drink water or eat, so if your kid forgets to feed them for a few days, they're fine. They also can do pretty well with being handled, can also just chill in their tanks. Their poop can smell really bad, but they don't do it a lot. that often, or and it's small and easy to clean. Sorry for the long response. Feel free to ask any animal related questions. Best of luck.
Oh my
Thanks,
gosh.
Thanks, Sam. That was super helpful.
My neighbor recently, maybe a year or two ago, asked if we wanted their pet snake.
I'm scared of snakes. I don't like snakes.
Her son had a snake and we would go see it at their house.
Yeah.
And then he moved out. He, you know, got deployed in the Navy.
To me, you have to think about what it would be like if that animal got out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like the idea of a snake being around my house.
Yeah, even what's the lizard we get sometimes here? It's like a gecko, but it's not a gecko.
But it's just your standard little run-of-the-mill lizard.
We get lizards in the house.
Yeah, and they
and
are
around the house,
fast and
creepy crawly.
Yeah. I, you know, I like to think about what it would be like if I was asleep and that thing ended up in my bed somehow. That's what I. That's what I think about with these type animals. And you're like, listen.
I know. I had friends. Sarah, they had a tarantula.
I mean, that's my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare is we come home and that tarantula is not in the thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm so scared of spiders. I freeze. I eventually get over it. Yeah, there's no chance. Spider is not even in the conversation.
Like, but you need to sleep in your home.
Right. But I did think about an iguana because I was like, iguanas are cool. I had that thought, and I was trying to pitch a lizard to Claire the other day. I was like, what about a lizard? And she was like, have you seen our cats around lizards? Because our cats eat lizards.
Yeah.
So,
they dismember
lizards.
Yeah. Is that how you say that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Next up.
Okay.
Subject, turtle as a pet. Hey, Dustin and Melissa, just listened to your latest podcast, and most of what you said of being a turtle owner is true. However, I was one of those turtle owners around the age of 9 years old and took the duties of cleaning my turtle's tank seriously. I'd given him a couple wonderful rocks above the water, a pool to swim in, and lots of fresh food. My turtle had the luxury of living in the Midwest country with lots of open space during tank cleanings. Green grass, open air, no predators. Well, during the third tank cleaning, I learned my turtle was a sprinter, a fast sprinter. My turtle ran away from home. I spent 10 to 15 minutes searching, another 10 to 15 days holding out that he would return. It was heartbreaking and embarrassing. It took a few years to get over those abandonment issues. But yeah, turtles do in fact run away. Heath. P.S. My three-year-old loves his munchie mug thanks to his Aunt Katie, a fellow backseater. Hilarious.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Okay, that is...
Oh man, the turtle took off.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, I have one more email I want to read.
Okay.
And I'm sure we're going to get more. I think this is going to be like ER stories, that these are going to keep coming in.
Cycle through.
And we will listen to them. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to read this one last email, and then we're going to have a discussion of where we currently stand. Because we have not talked about this. Full disclosure, backseaters, Mel and I are not anywhere near a decision.
No.
So we're going to talk about the cat thing, and then we're going to talk about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Subject, pet debate. This is from Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Dustin and Melissa. Hi, Nicole. I was listening to your most recent podcast and the fish/hamster/guinea pig debate. And here's my advice. Get one that doesn't take up much space and don't buy a pet with a long life expectancy. Hmm. When my husband and I were first married and his brothers were in college, we all bought impulse buy pets. We got a hedgehog. I haven't even thought about a hedgehog. One brother got turtles and the other one got a bearded dragon. The hedgehog, who was named Edgar after Edgar Martinez, love it, was nocturnal and antisocial. But he lived in a small cage that required minimal cleaning, and he died after 5 years. Their turtles ended up in a cage that took up half of my brother-in-law's living room because they don't stop growing, before he eventually sold and shipped them to someone in California.
Really? You can do that? You can
apparently
ship live turtles.
I guess so. The bearded dragon still lives in my other brother-in-law's spare room and is probably only halfway through her lifespan. Just make sure if you do get your daughter a pet, you think through how long it will live so you don't get stuck taking care of it when she goes to college. Love the show. Thanks so much for making me laugh every week. I have a thing to add to your what you're doing when you listen bit. I often listen while I'm mucking my horse stalls. Oh.
Ooh.
I obviously didn't take my own advice about pet life expectancy, but I at least can ride them unlike a turtle. That's hilarious.
That's so funny.
Nicole, where do you live, Nicole? Where do you have horses, but you're a Seattle fan?
Lover.
Are you, you're one of those Washingtonians.
Hmm.
Washington's in a...
Maybe she lives kind of rural.
Yeah, that right? exists. Arlington, maybe? Who knows?
You know, Shannon had a horse in Monroe.
Who's Shannon?
Coy.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. There's some horse folk out there. Okay, so here's the thing. I do feel like we're taking steps towards Donnie. We're trying to be more calm around him. We're talking about boarding him if and when we do leave for longer stays. You got a new water thing for him, a little feature.
He's got a water fountain
now. He's got a little water fountain, which is supposed to be calming.
Keep him hydrated.
We're spraying some stuff and we're cleaning up. We got
those homeopathic things.
I feel like every day that he doesn't pee is a win. And I don't think he's peed in the last couple of days.
I think Friday night.
Friday night.
Well, that we've noticed.
That we've noticed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Which and today's is, also the last day of the rain.
Well, the rain so also. Help, yeah, the rain. Because he goes outside a lot. Yeah. I guess every time we, whenever I see him outside, I was like, are you just peeing everywhere? Just every eighth step, just, just letting it go. Now, let's assume for a second we are going to get Claire another pet. Let's just assume that.
Yeah.
I don't know that we are. Mm-hmm. We would have to see a month of good behavior from Claire and Donut. You know, and they both can be a little erratic and sporadic. Where are you leaning right now? In the fish, guinea pig?
I guess I'm leaning fish.
Yeah.
I'm envisioning it on that dresser in their room.
In their room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
It won't stink too bad.
Right.
They can look at it.
Yeah.
That's my leaning. We have a tight space. I don't want this in the living room.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
So it has to be in their room. The
it
girls'
has to
room.
Be, yeah.
Yeah. That's my leaning. And it's going to have to be one of those real tanks with like a top and,
yep,
like they said, a filter and a pump and everything, because the cats would, you know, kill a goldfish in a bowl.
Oh, yeah. That can't just be a thing in a bowl.
I mean, it could. We would only have a pet for a couple days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Donut would have a nice meal.
And I do agree about that life expectancy. I had a friend who had a fish tank. And that was it. No other pet. They just had a fish tank.
Right, right.
But they're a lot of work. I mean, you have to scoop the fish out to clean it and put it like in a little bowl.
A little bowl. Cup
or something.
I mean, I don't have to. I'm not even going to look at this fish. I'm not going to get attached to this thing at all.
Do you know that show Tanked? I don't know. Like if I'm on vacation and we turn the TV on and they have a show about building fish tanks like into homes and businesses. Like these are like $15,000, $20,000 fish tanks, right?
Wow.
And there's this like place in Vegas that does these custom tanks.
Oh my gosh.
And they have a TV show about it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm leaning.
Yeah. Just getting that $15,000, $20,000 one. Perfect.
Just going to remove a wall and put a fish tank in.
Yeah. I don't hate the idea of
full aquarium.
Listen, we have six people in this house. I would say with five of the six are neurodivergent. Or have some version of anxiety or ADD or maybe just a general stress in their life. So I have thought about the ambiance because I remember my Aunt Leslie had a really cool fish tank and I would love to stare at it. It is calming at times. You're like, oh, this is cool. And they're just swimming
the
around.
Bubbles
the bubbles and the colors, you know. And I don't think you would get that sad if a fish died.
I'm sure she would. I mean, you had a fish die.
I mean,
on
I,
you.
Yeah, but, I wasn't that sad though.
Yeah, but I also
I'd gone
think
through
that's
enough pet kind of, trauma at that point.
I also think that's part of the human experience is a pet passing away.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's kind of like a low stakes.
A low stakes one, yeah.
Loss.
Yeah.
But you are right. Then you feel inclined to replace them.
Oh, and I think you do, and I think you do replace it, and then if and
you, sometimes. You have to get fish that are compatible or else
they'll eat each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's someone's job at Petco to tell you that.
You just can't take your kids to Petco. Just here's like you never, never do.
You know.
Or you're going to get a pet.
Yeah. And you know there is a possibility that I start getting into the fish thing. You know that I'm like, let's get one more. Let's get one of the, let's get all the Nemo fish. Let's get this one. I like the way this looks.
Oh,
I like this.
I do like it when they have the Nemo fish. We
all
went
right.
to a dentist that had the Nemo fish, and
yes.
we were like, yay.
It's incredible. So, okay, here's the new, keep sending us these emails, but also, you need to now tell us everything, tell me why we don't want a fish now, backseaters. Tell me genuinely, someone say, tell me the hours. How much time do you legitimately put in this, you know, into this? Because we
Nolan
have,
said no. Nolan's 12.
Nolan, and Nolan's 12.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nolan's in it.
Yeah.
Nolan is in the nitty gritty of it right now. But all right, this is all super helpful. Thanks, Backseaters.
Yeah,
you guys
it.
Are a fantastic community of people. We love you so much, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
All right, bye.
Hey, folks, want to give a special shout out to our As Essential as Oils patrons. Ooh, that's $25 up a month. That's a big money right there. What you get is you get a special shout out on this podcast at the end right now. So, first up,
April Griffiths,
Adam Bush,
Allison Nelson,
Bonnie Galindo,
Carrie Teague,
Caroline Crimmins,
Code to Grow,
Courtney Eibling,
Damaris Diaz Stevens,
Dan and Chelsea Morell,
Daniel Owens,
David and Melissa Cox,
Dave Hoagland,
Isaac Teron,
Jason White,
Jennifer Ashley Downs,
Jessica Handurand,
Joshua Nikki Platt,
Jordan Lara,
Jordan Cowan,
Juliana Smith,
Lori Amos,
Matt and Sam Slosdom,
Nathan and Jennifer Merritt,
Nicole Carroz,
Rachel Wilson,
Rachel Kennedy,
Robert and Nellie Capin,
Stephen Menya,
and Tiffany Payne. Woo! Thank you so much, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.